Eden's life, Kael's laughter.
Unfortunately for Gollum, Bilbo had heard that sort of thing before, and the answer was all round him anyway. Dark, he said, without even scratching his head or putting on his thinking cap. A box without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid. He asked to gain time until he could think of a really hard one. This, he thought, a dreadfully easy chestnut, though he had not asked it in the usual words. But it proved a nasty poser for Gollum. He hissed to himself, and still he didn't answer. He whispered and spluttered. After some while, Bilbo became impatient.
Well, what is it? The answer's not a kettle boiling over, as you seem to think from the noise you're making.
Give us a chance. Let it give us a chance, my precious.
Well, said Bilbo, after giving him a long chance, what about your guess?
But suddenly Gollum remembered thieving from nests long ago, and sitting under the river bank, teaching his grandmother to suck.
Exes, he hissed. Exes it is.
Then he asked,
alive without breath, as cold as death, never thirsty, ever drinking, all in meal, never clinking.
He also, in his turn, thought this was a dreadfully easy one, because he was always thinking of the answer. But he could not remember anything better at the moment. He was so flustered by the egg question. All the same, it was a poser for poor Bilbo, who never had anything to do with the water if he could help it. I imagine you know the answer, of course, or can guess it as easy as winking, since you are sitting comfortably at home and have not the danger of being eaten to disturb your thinking. Bilbo sat and cleared his throat once or twice, but no answer came. After a while, Gollum began to hiss with pleasure to himself.
Is it nice, my precious? Is it juicy? Is it scrumptiously crunchable?
He began to peer at Bilbo out of the darkness.
Half a moment, said the hobbit, shivering. I gave you a good long chance just now.
It must make haste, haste, said Gollum,
beginning to climb out of his boat onto the shore to get at Bilbo. But when he put his long, webby foot in the water, a fish jumped out in a fright and fell on Bilbo's toes.
Ah, he said, it is cold and clammy.
And so he guessed.
Fish! Fish! He cried. It is fish!
Gollum was dreadfully disappointed, but Bilbo asked another riddle as quick as ever he could, so that Gollum had to get back into his boat and think.
No legs lay on one leg. Two legs sat near on three legs. Four legs got some.
It was not really the right time for this riddle, but Bilbo was in a hurry. Gollum might have had some trouble guessing it if he had asked it at another time. As it was, talking of fish, no legs, was not so very difficult, and after that the rest was easy.
Fish on a little table, man at table sitting on a stool, the cat has the bones. That, of course, is the answer, and Gollum soon gave it.
Then he thought the time had come to ask something hard and horrible. This is what he said.
This thing all things devours. Birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays king, ruins town, and beats high mountain down.
Poor Bilbo sat in the dark, thinking of all the horrible names of all the giants and ogres he had ever heard told of in tales, but not one of them had done all these things. He had a feeling that the answer was quite different, and that he ought to know it, but he could not think of it. He began to get frightened, and that is bad for thinking. Gollum began to get out of his boat. He flapped into the water and paddled to the bank. Bilbo could see his eyes coming towards him. His tongue seemed to stick in his mouth. He wanted to shout out, "Give me more time! Give me time!" But all that came out with a sudden squeal was, "Time! Time!" Bilbo was saved by pure luck, for that, of course, was the answer. Gollum was disappointed once more, and now he was getting angry, and also tired of the game. It had made him very hungry indeed. This time he didn't go back to the boat. He sat down in the dark by Bilbo. That made the hobbit most dreadfully uncomfortable and scattered his wits.
"It's got to ask us a question, my precious. Yes, yes, yes. Just one more question to guess. Yes, yes,"
said Gollum. But Bilbo simply could not think of any question with that nasty, wet, cold thing sitting next to him, and pawing and poking him. He scratched himself. He pinched himself. Still he could not think of anything.
"Ask us, ask us,"
said Gollum. Bilbo pinched himself and slapped himself. He gripped on his little sword. He even felt in his pocket with his other hand. There he found the ring he had picked up in the passage and forgotten about. "What have I got in my pocket?" he said aloud. He was talking to himself, but Gollum thought it was a riddle, and he was frightfully upset.
"Not fair! Not fair!" he hissed. "It isn't fair, my precious, is it, to ask us what it's got in its nasty little pockets?"
Bilbo, seeing what had happened, and having nothing better to ask, stuck to his question. "What have I got in my pocket?" he said louder.
"Shh!"
hissed Gollum.
"It must give us three guesses, my precious. Three guesses."
"Very well. Guess away," said Bilbo.
"Hens," said Gollum.
"Wrong," said Bilbo, who had luckily just taken his hand out again. "Guess again."
"Shh,"
said Gollum, more upset than ever. He thought of all the things he kept in his own pockets. Fish bones, goblin's teeth, wet shells, a bit of bat wing, a sharp stone to sharpen his fangs on, and other nasty things. He tried to think what other people kept in their pockets.
"Knife,"
he said at last. "Wrong," said Bilbo, who had lost his some time ago. "Last guess." Now Gollum was in a much worse state than when Bilbo had asked him the egg question. He hissed and spluttered and rocked himself backwards and forwards, and slapped his feet on the floor, and wriggled and squirmed, but still he did not dare to waste his last guess. "Come on," said Bilbo. "I am waiting." He tried to sound bold and cheerful, but he didn't feel at all sure how the game was going to end, whether Gollum guessed right or not. "Time's up," he said.
"String or nothing,"
shrieked Gollum, which was not quite fair, working in two guesses at once.
"Both wrong," cried Bilbo, very much relieved, and he jumped at once to his feet, put his back to the nearest wall, and held out his little sword. He knew, of course, that the riddle game was sacred and of immense antiquity, and even wicked creatures were afraid to cheat when they played at it. But he felt he could not trust this slimy thing to keep any promise at a pinch. Any excuse would do for him to slide out of it. And after all, that last question had not been a genuine riddle, according to the ancient laws. But at any rate, Gollum did not at once attack him. He could see the sword in Bilbo's hand. He sat still, shivering and whispering. At last Bilbo could wait no longer.
"Well," he said, "what about your promise? I want to go. You must show me the way."
"Did we say so, precious? Show the nasty little baggins the way out? Yes, yes. But what has it got in its pockets, eh? Not string, precious, but not nothing. Oh, no, Colum."
"Never you mind," said Wilbur. "A promise is a promise."
"Cross it is. Impatient, precious,"
hissed Gollum.
"But it must wait. Yes, it must. We can't go up the tunnels so hasty. We must go and get some things first, yes. Things to help us."
"Well, hurry up," said Bilbo, relieved to think of Gollum going away. He thought he was just making an excuse and did not mean to come back. What was Gollum talking about? What useful thing could he keep out on the dark lake? But he was wrong. Gollum did mean to come back. He was angry now and hungry, and he was a miserable, wicked creature, and already he had a plan. Not far away was his island, of which Bilbo knew nothing, and there in his hiding place he kept a few wretched oddments and one very beautiful thing, very beautiful, very wonderful. He had a ring, a golden ring, a precious ring.
"My birthday present,"
he whispered to himself, as he had often done in the endless dark days.
"That's what we want now, yes. We want it."
He wanted it because it was a ring of power, and if you slipped that ring on your finger, you were invisible. Only in the full sunlight could you be seen, and then only by your shadow, and that would be shaky and faint.
"My birthday present. It came to me on my birthday, my precious."
So he had always said to himself. But who knows how Gollum came by that present, ages ago in the old days when such rings were still at large in the world. Perhaps even the master who ruled them could not have said. Gollum used to wear it at first, till it tired him, and then he kept it in a pouch next to his skin, till it galled him, and now, usually, he hid it in a hole in the rock on his island, and was always going back to look at it. And still sometimes he put it on when he could not bear to be parted from it any longer, or when he was very, very hungry and tired of fish. Then he would creep along dark passages looking for stray goblins. He might even venture into places where the torches were lit and made his eyes blink and smart, for he would be safe. Oh, yes, quite safe. No one would see him, no one would notice him, till he had his fingers on their throat. Only a few hours ago he had worn it and caught a small goblin imp. How it squeaked! He still had a bone or two left to gnaw, but he wanted something softer.
quite safe, yes, he whispered to himself. It won't see us, will it, my precious? No, it won't see us, and its nasty little sword would be useless. Yes, quite.
That is what was in his wicked little mind as he slipped suddenly from Bilbo's side and flapped back to his boat and went off into the dark. Bilbo thought he had heard the last of him. Still he waited a while, for he had no idea how to find his way out alone. Suddenly he heard a screech. It sent a shiver down his back. Gollum was cursing and wailing away in the gloom, not very far off by the sound of it. He was on his island, scrabbling here and there, searching and seeking in vain.
Where is it? Where is it?
Bilbo heard him crying.
Lost it is, my precious, lost, lost. Curse us and crush us, my precious is lost.
What's the matter? Bilbo called. What have you lost?
It mustn't ask us,
shrieked Gollum.
Not its business. No, Gollum. It's lost, Gollum. Gollum. Gollum.
Well, so am I, cried Bilbo. And I want to get unlost. And I won the game, and you promised. So come along. Come and let me out, and then go on with your looking.
Utterly miserable as Gollum sounded, Bilbo could not find much pity in his heart, and he had a feeling that anything Gollum wanted so much could hardly be something good.
"Come along!" he shouted.
"No, not yet, precious,"
Gollum answered.
"We must search for it. It's lost, Gollum."
"But you never guessed my last question, and you promised," said Bilbo.
"Never guessed,"
said Gollum. Then suddenly, out of the gloom came a sharp hiss.
What has it got in its pocket, says? Tell us that. It must tell first.
As far as Bilbo knew, there was no particular reason why he should not tell. Gollum's mind had jumped to a guess quicker than his. Naturally, for Gollum had brooded for ages on this one thing, and he was always afraid of its being stolen. But Bilbo was annoyed at the delay. After all, he had won the game, pretty fairly, at a horrible risk. Answers were to be guessed, not given, he said.
But it wasn't a fair question, said Gollum. Not a riddle, precious, no.
Oh, well, if it's a matter of ordinary questions, Bilbo replied. Then I asked one first. What have you lost? Tell me that.
What has it got in its pocket, says?
The sound came hissing louder and sharper, and as he looked towards it, to his alarm Bilbo now saw two small points of light peering at him. As suspicion grew in Gollum's mind, the light of his eyes burned with a pale flame.
What have you lost? Bilbo persisted.
But now the light in Gollum's eyes had become a green fire, and it was coming swiftly nearer. Gollum was in his boat again, paddling wildly back to the dark shore, and such a rage of loss and suspicion was in his heart that no sword had any more terror for him. Bilbo could not guess what had maddened the wretched creature, but he saw that all was up, and that Gollum meant to murder him at any rate. Just in time he turned and ran blindly back up the dark passage down which he had come, keeping close to the wall and feeling it with his left hand.
What has it got in its pocket, says?
He heard the hiss loud behind him, and the splash as Gollum leapt from his boat.
What have I got, I wonder?
he said to himself, as he panted and stumbled along. He put his left hand in his pocket. The ring felt very cold as it quietly slipped onto his groping forefinger. The hiss was close behind him. He turned now and saw Gollum's eyes like small green